Well, it's an impressive bird with a checkered reputation. Tell us about northern shrike.
Sure, will do. I guess I'll preface this by saying that I don't know what the right time of year to talk about the shrike is, because for one thing, it's just to be clear, this is not a northern Minnesota breeding bird, so it doesn't stay here during the breeding season. So if we're going to see it, we see it in the late fall and into the late spring. But it's such an uncommon bird that even when when it can be around here, you just don't see it very often. But I did see one this winter. I don't know. Have you seen one up here?
We have one hanging around at our house for quite a while now.
Okay, great. Well, so there's a good reason to talk about it now, because this is winter is the time of year. We're still, you know, in a wintry mode. And they maybe in years like this, they are apt to stay a little longer. I don't really know. But this is as good a time as any to talk about them, because people might still see them. They're a very elegant looking bird, about the size of a robin, kind of an ash gray generally in color, pale, you know, not dark, dark ashes, but pale, but with black wings and a black tail. And the tail has white feathers on the outer edge, similar to what you'd see when a junco spreads its tail. It's got those white feathers on the outside. And then on the head, it has this slash of black that goes from the base of the beak back across the face. And then the bill is big, large for a bird that size, say compared to a robin, and has a really prominent hook on the end. And if you have a really good look at it with binoculars, or if you're just lucky enough to be somewhere where you're pretty close, you'll see that it has a bicolored bill. So it's black on the top, but lighter on the lower mandible. And that's one of the things that distinguishes it from the loggerhead shrike, which is a Minnesota resident, but not of the northern forest. So that's a bird that would be in more a prairie country, or open country anyway, and is a very rare and threatened species in Minnesota. But the northern shrike comes down from its breeding grounds in the further north and visits us in the winter. And as you said, it has this checkered reputation as a passerine, passerine being the songbirds, this big group of category of birds called songbirds. And the thing that distinguishes it from the other songbirds, for the most part, is that it acts like a predator. So it catches and eats primarily
the other songbirds.
other songbirds and mammals, and utilizes that kind of food to the largest extent. And its name, it has had various names beyond the shrike. It's also been called the butcher bird, in part because its Latin name refers to, the genus name refers to butcher, is a Latin term for butcher. And it also, as I'm sure you know, when it kills its prey, it often hangs it from a stub of a branch, a thorn, anything that it can hang the prey from, and then it will eat it while it's being kind of held in place. Perching birds, another term for passerines, or another phrase related to passerines, are birds that have some very distinctive characteristics that put them into this group of songbirds or perching birds, and that includes being able to vocalize and sing, which shrikes can do, and they have feet that are oriented with three toes forward and one toe back, and muscles that will allow their feet to clutch their perch when they're asleep. So the shrike fills all those characteristics, which is why it ends up in the the passerine group, as opposed to a raptor, because in terms of its feeding behavior and those kinds of things, it's very much like a raptor. They are pretty efficient and very capable hunters. They pick high perch to look out from, and that's where that other part of their Latin name refers to sentinel, watching out. And then they swoop down over the snow when they're here in the wintertime. And they, like other birds, raptors in this case, that hunt in the winter over the snow, you know, can sense things right below the snow, and they can try to snatch them up. And they will both grab things with their feet and then try to carry them someplace, but they kill things with their beak. Their beak, with that nice hook, is both good for shredding their prey, but also for snapping the neck of a small mammal or a bird that they happen to catch. So it's a quick kill opportunity that their feet, they don't have the big talons and the as powerful feet as the
I noticed that they when they hang around, the smaller birds go away. The larger birds don't care. Now tell me, I mean, the shrike has a lot of, you know, as you say, he's a passerine, but a lot of raptor qualities, but they don't seem to have the same flight capabilities.
Right. No, they don't. They don't have nearly, they're not, they don't have all those adaptations of really swift flight or or like raptors that are well equipped for flying through dense woods and things, going fast after something. No, they're just that, a really kind of maybe one of those birds that sort of is bridging, you know, the two sort of groups of adaptive traits. You know, they've got a little of this and a little of that, and they make it work.
So when they're done with us down here and they go back to their breeding grounds, where about is that? How far up is that?
Yeah, northern Canada and on up. They're in the treed to shrubby, scrubby trees. As far as I know, they're not in the open Arctic, but the northern, the true boreal end of the forest.
So they truly are a northern shrike.
They definitely are northern.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. And thanks for bringing us up to date on that truly northern shrike.
My pleasure.